busy line. Each time I tried, I got a busy tone, but not my baby's number, just a busy line. Called her uncle in Jamaica, left a message with the baker, even checked her number in the telephone book. Then I got so awfully worried, to my baby's house I hurried, and I looked inside, the phone was off the hook. And as I walked up to my baby, then I got my baby's number. She was busy in the parlor doing fine, busy kissing someone else, while I was keeping busy getting a brr, 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 busy line.
Peter Skellum there with, of course, Busy Line, which you may have caught if you were trying to phone in for the competition there. I think I should have someone on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I talking to?
Francis Kearney.
Francis, how are you? And can you tell me who starred as Len Miller in the Len Miller story?
James Stewart.
It was, of course, Jimmy Stewart. Right, Francis, you've won yourself two tickets for next Saturday. I hope you can go now.
I can indeed.
You can, good. You're out in Coolock. Right, two tickets for the Len Miller Legacy next Saturday night. If you hang on the line there, I'll be back with you in a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Francis. Thank you. Right now, in a couple of moments, we're going to have another track from Peter Skellum, and this time it's from Happy Endings, which I spoke about before, I think. It's about a vicar called Septimus Meek, whose choir has gone off on a tour of the country, and who is suddenly told that he is to have an unexpected visitation from the BBC. Consequently, he runs around the place, around the village, trying to get various people to fill in for the choir, and eventually he ends up going to the church and talking to God. We'll have that in just one moment.
Apollo 1 discount stores for bargains galore.
It's the massive VAT sale where all stocks must clear regardless of cost. Save pounds on colour TVs, where £369, now £285. Portable black and white TVs, where £129, now £89. 3R VHS videotapes, now £5.99. 5-pack C60 tapes, where £3.99, now £1.99. And quartz watches, where £4.99, now at the once-only price of 99 pence. Apollo 1, Moore Street, and now open Sundays at Westmoreland Street. We guarantee you can't buy better than at
Apollo 1 discount stores.
Nobody does it better. On Sundays, you're the best.
And in this week's Sunday World, sport, our Triple Crown Quest in colour, where your fancy finished in the Grand National. Full coverage of cross-channel soccer, plus all your regular weekly columnists. Plus, Soap Stars Alive, Fallon Back from the Dead, exclusive colour, and the secret plan to make Bobby Ewing stay in Dallas. We have America's hottest gossip.
Sunday World.
Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
Scuba dive in 85. Another intensive sub-aqua club is now commencing. All equipment is provided. Free introductory lesson Tuesday, 7 p.m. at Glenalbin Pool, Stillorgan. Or phone Scuba Dive 850-357. That's Scuba Dive 850-357.
Oh, I do like to sing along with Victor. Oh, I do like the crack on Sunday nights. Meeting friends down at the sands where everybody claps their hands and sings with Victor and his band.
Oh, it's got to be better than that, hasn't it? Join Vic Mallers for Sing Along of Victor each and every Sunday night at the Sands Hotel, Portmarnock. The Sands Hotel, you can't beat it.
Super Stereo. Sunshine 101.
settled a sore thing. I hope you are well. I haven't heard from you of late. St. Peter tells me from old Tom Brown we met at the pearly gate that you had been suffering from a bad cold and how it had gone to your chest. And you sneezed and you wheezed throughout the Lord's Prayer last month as you laid it to rest. And what with the lead from the roof being mixed and Tom's wife running off with a Quaker, I thought we'd be hearing from you soon. Did you want a word with the maker?
No, no, don't trouble him. I don't want to be any bother. Yes, I'm much better now, thank you. I was sent something to rub on by my mother. She cures most things, from gripe to gout, with potions she's kept since the war. With pastes and pills, she can cure most ills, but not a sort like this, I'm sure. The choir's away with our best singer on a visit to a neighbouring diocese. Do you think you could hurry this one through? A replacement. 9:30. Do try. Please.
Morning. It seems there's some plot here at HQ. One of the PR boys, I think, has invited the BBC to film and it's causing a hell of a stink. And there's been a breakdown in communications. It wasn't till breakfast we knew. So you see, it's a little bit tricky just now. But I'll see.
Peter Skellum there in a track from Happy Endings, the best of, with a track called Socrates. Now I'm going to play you a record that we played for you last week. It's in the charts at the moment, and it's a wonderful, wonderful sound. It's Alison Moyet with That Old Devil Called Love. And don't forget, Paul Vincent will be along in about 20 minutes to tell us what's happening in the cinema at the moment.
Thank you. just gotta tag along. Without the devil called love.
Sunshine 101.
Oh, hello. Hello there. Hi, is this Dr. Davis? Hi there, Dr. Davis. Peter Jones. You remember me, the fellow who's afraid of fear itself? Hi there. Hi doing there, Dr. Davis? Oh, that's fine. I'm very glad to hear that. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, Dr. Davis. Isn't that funny? I was just about to call you. Listen, listen, doctor, I just called to tell you about my progress lately. I it's been 6 months since we've had our last session. I just feel so great. The insecurity has just disappeared. I feel like I don't fly into a rage anymore if my shoelaces aren't the same length on both sides, you know. And I have some good news for you. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I threw away my little piece of blanket the other day. Yeah, I went to work without it, never even missed it up against my cheek. I just felt great. But a new problem has been springing up lately, doctor. the problem is not, I'll tell you what the problem is. I've been getting terribly, what's that word when you can't remember things? Forgetful. Yes, I've been getting terribly forgetful lately, doctor. I can't figure out why. It just seems like I can't retain anything from one second to the next. It just disappears right out of my mind, honestly. How long has what been going on? Oh, forgetfulness. Isn't that funny? I wanted to talk to you about that, doctor. I just get terribly forgetful lately. I don't know what it is. And it seems to me I've been studying this pattern, doctor. You know, after being with you, I sure know I can almost be what you are. You know that. I learned to watch for certain things. There are certain words that sort of trigger the whole mechanism. There are catalysts. They just trigger the whole mechanism and set my mind completely blank. It works every time. That, for example, if I should say the word porcupine, finish what sentence? Well, what was I saying? Oh, well, that's one of the words that bothers me. Now, that word I have to avoid, doctor. What's your name? Davis? Doctor, that's the word I have to avoid. Now, suppose I found a substitute word. Do you think that might help me, doctor? Suppose I use the word aardvark. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, hi there, Dr. Davis. It's funny, I was just about to call you. Well, what was the last thing I said? Well, then that's a new word. Now, there are two words now that I have to avoid. Now, doctor, I was just wondering if I could run into your office one of these days and have a few more sessions. Maybe we can clear up this problem because, you know, I mean, what a strain it could be on a person to have to, you know, spend a whole day avoiding the word aardvark. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but Dr. Davis isn't in right now. Well, would you care to leave a message? Oh, isn't that funny? You both have the same name. Well, I'll tell you the truth. The doctor's been as busy as a porcupine. Who am I speaking to, please? Well, hi there, Dr. Davis. What are you screaming about? That's ridiculous. You shouldn't scream that way, doctor. It's absurd for you to get upset over everything that way. Now, I think our problem probably is one of communications, that's all. Now, I think we ought to clear the air. First of all, just identify ourselves, that's all. Let's find out who we are. Dr. Davis, all right, now that's it. Now, who are you? Well, now we can both be Dr. Davis. Are you having trouble remembering your own name, sir? Now, that's a very interesting syndrome, sir. Now, I know of a case where a man would forget everything just mentioning the word porcupine. Who am I speaking to, please? Oh, hi there, Dr. Davis. That's funny. I was just trying to reach you, but the line was busy. Doctor, I want to tell you about my progress.
Now won't you come along with me down the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. Oh, the band's there to meet us. We'll see the place where the folks all meet, heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Mm-hmm. Basin Street is the street where Ducky Light always meet in New Orleans, in the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Well, I'm glad to be. Yes, sirree, we're welcome free and dear to me. Well, I can't lose my Basin Street blues. I'm in my Basin Street blues. You glad you came with me?
We're glad we came with thee.
Down the Mississippi,
the muddy Mississippi,
we saw the place where the folks all meet.
The Mills Brothers there with Basin Street Blues. And before that, Shelley Berman with a track called Complete Neurosis. Now, in about 10 minutes' time, at 5 past 11, Paul Vincent tells us what's on in the cinema. At about a quarter past 11, we'll be running our voice competition for this week, the prize being a record token for Eason's Record Department on O'Connell Street. Here's Billie Holiday.
Thank you. went to Spain, but never again I couldn't go there twice. Course my name's John Willie, but they said it sounded silly, and they wouldn't call me that at any price. They soon made me change my name, and a real proper Spaniard I became. Don Pedro, the great bullfighting hero, the Lancashire Toreador. They cheer me, and when the bull gets near me, to show how far a brave man can go, with the bull I dance the tango. Then when I hung on his tail, my fancy tried to gore. I went dashing round the ring with him giving cheers. Three times he tossed me in the air, I looked at his grace. They shouted, look at all that skin and bone round the place. It's the Lancashire Toreador. Don Pedro, the great bullfighting hero, the Lancashire Toreador. Charming senorita, she said to love you I can never, then kiss me goodbye forever. That night as she retired, she locked her bedroom door. She started to undress, and timidly she looked round, said thank God I am rid of him, for he's homeward bound. But when she pulled the bedclothes down, now guess what she found? Why, the Lancashire Toreador. Don Pedro, the great bullfighting hero, the Lancashire Toreador. I scare 'em, no mercy ever spare 'em. In the dead of night I ramble, Spanish castle walls I scramble. I saw a shadow above, a girl in her boudoir. I climbed up her balcony, it started to sway. She shouted, murder, there's a bandit, spare my life, pray. But when my castanets I rattled, she said, hooray, it's the Lancashire Toreador.
There with the Lancashire Toreador. Now, let's see, what have we got lined up? Yes, it's the Phantom Orchestra with Gershwin's Lady Be Good. Thank you.
touch. Oh, sweet and lovely lady Peekoo. Oh, lady Peekoo, to me.
Phantom Orchestra there with Gershwin's Lady Be Good. Now, before 12 o'clock, we'll be hearing from various people. Next on the turntable is Scott Joplin's Entertainer, used as the main theme to that record, that film, The Thing. The Sting, not The Thing, The Sting. And later on, we'll be hearing a little Paul Robeson, some Richard Tauber. And let me see, what else had I got lined up? I had something quite special lined. Oh, yes, we'll be hearing from that absolutely superb guitarist, Segovia. But now it's 11:05, and just after this, Paul Vincent will be along with what's on in the cinema. Joplin's entertainer. Now, Paul has arrived to tell us exactly what is going on in the cinema. I could tell you exactly what he's going to talk about, but I won't. I'll let him do that himself. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Justin. Two new movies hit town this week, one at the Savoy and one at the screen at College Street. At the screen, The Hit replaces Constance, the New Zealand movie of which I spoke last week, which didn't impress, obviously, and John Hurt plays a hitman named Braddock in The Hit. Now, John Hurt, the hitman, is employed to get Supergrass, Willie Parker, played by Terence Stamp, out of Spain, where he's been hiding, to face the music, retribution at the hands of the gang he grassed on 10 years earlier. Well, Willie Parker seems quite content to go along for the ride with his captors, happy in the knowledge, it seems, that he's had a good time and that he has trained his mind to accept the inevitable fate. Well, this is something new to the hitman, and it throws him off balance somewhat. Meanwhile, a series of silly events across Spain brings the policía close on the trail, and the plan to get the Supergrass out alive comes to an abrupt end. Well, the film should have been good, but the scenario gets lost in improbables. I expect John Hurt fans will want to see it, and I hope they're not too disappointed. That's The Hit, a sometimes interesting, but in the end, unsatisfying romp through a picturesque Spain. It's at the screen from this weekend. The other new film this weekend is Brazil at the Savoy. Listen carefully now, this might get involved. You see, Tuttle gets mixed up with Buttle after a spotted fly drops from a very high ceiling and lands in the keyboard of an automatic machine punching information on utility service debtors into the information retrieval computers in the black, not-so-comic world of dreams that takes place there and then, here and now, somewhere in the 20th century, where most people are content to put their faith in the security forces and rely for heat or air conditioning on the communal services of a weird bureaucracy. Well, if you're still unclear of the setting, welcome to the club. Anyway, back to the storyline. Buttle gets what was intended for Tuttle. Remember the fly fell into the typewriter? And enter Robert De Niro, the Lone Ranger of the heating and ventilating world. A freelancer who intercepts emergency calls on the telephone, Tuttle arrives, you see, when you least expect him. Well, Jonathan Pryce plays Sam Lowry, and Tuttle arrived at his place. Sam Lowry, newly promoted with the help of his string-pulling mother to a position in information retrieval in the civil service, where he can more easily gain access to information on his dream girl, who needs saving, he reckons, from a pursuing security risk file. She, Jill Layton, played by Kim Greist, is trying to find the missing Buttle, who is her neighbour, and she witnessed him being whipped away by the stormtroopers, didn't she? Well, Sam, in between fighting off an electric samurai, flying high over the city in pursuit of a dream wench in a flying cage, and backing away from the materialising memory of hard done by Buttle's wife and children, the bungling civil servant manages to draw attention to his innocence at the scene of a department store terrorist bombing, and he ends up in the Chambers of Horrors himself. Well, enter Robert De Niro, Tuttle, to rescue Sam and set him on the road to the Happy Valley, where he and Jill can live in bliss. Well, only growing up can bring Sam love and happiness. Only growing up can destroy him. Only in...
where hearts were entertaining June, we stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love. There's one thing I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil.
The movie's director, Terry Gilliam, says of it, I'm dealing with what I think exists now. It has an awful lot to do with the sensibilities of people. There's a feeling things are out of control. It's as if the world were dreaming. Mind you, it's a terrible cheat in a way, writing a thing like Brazil. We don't provide any answers. It just points out what's obvious. But people don't think about it half the time. Yet, we are at our most vulnerable when we laugh or cry. I hope people will catch themselves laughing and suddenly realize, I shouldn't be laughing at that. That's horrendous. Well, that's a nice thing to do to people, he says. It helps us to see we are all in it together.
Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, one thing that I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil, that old Brazil, man, it's old in Brazil.
And in a P.S. in the movie notes, the director says, and I quote, because I dislike being quoted, I find I lie almost constantly when talking about my work. Brazil, filmed on location in London, Cumbria, and in France. It's at the Savoy now, and it's a well-done, over-smart, likeable, forgettable movie. Good morning, Justin.
Thanks, Paul. And Paul will be back with us next week to tell us what's happening in the cinema. He'll be back with you tonight at 12 midnight to carry you through till 6 o'clock for the next five nights. In about 5 minutes, we'll be doing our voice competition for this week. At about 11:30, Gary Miley will be in to tell us what's happening in this morning's papers. A little later on, I'll tell you what's happening in the concert hall for the next week. Okay, but just after this, Paul Robeson will be along to sing Hoagy Carmichael's Rocking Chair.
Crime. The victims fight back. This Sunday in the Sunday Press, Sean Flynn reports on the people behind the Law and Order March and their plan to make the streets of Dublin safe. Sport. Top coverage of all the weekend's top events. The Sunday Press. This Sunday.
That's some car. Bet it costs a fortune.
Don't they all? But not this one. The surprising Skoda costs just £4,875 ex-works. Probably the first new car you can really afford.
You're right.
Phone Dublin 507088 to arrange a test drive at your nearest Skoda dealer. That's 507088. Skoda. Cutting costs, not corners.
Do you know that you can save the cost of attic insulation in less than 2 years and have a more comfortable home? Now, that's some saving. Pick up the phone. Call Alpine Insulation, Coolock Industrial Estate, 476-222.
Jewels. The off-license street club in Lower Baggett Street has become the country's friendlier venue for sophisticates. Jewels, the award-winning nightclub. Good food, wine and dance music. Restaurant and bars open from 10 p.m. till late. So if you are as sophisticated as Jules, then Jules Nightclub at 15 Lower Baggett Street is the place to be seen 7 nights a week. Jules, as interesting as the people who go there.
Sunshine 101.
Michael's rocking chair. It's 22 minutes past 11 now here on Sunshine. If your clock reads 22 minutes past 10, you've forgotten to put them forward. So the time is 22 minutes past 11, so run out now and get those clocks going correctly. Now it's time for this morning's voice competition. All you have to do is identify this person.
Move. Let me start right at the very beginning. I formerly lived in Manhattan. Uptown East in a brownstone building, but I was constantly getting mugged and assaulted and sadistically beaten about the face and neck.